I'm Zoe Francois. I'm a cookbook author and a pastry chef. Look at that crinkly edge. I've made it my life's work to eat sweets.
That is dynamite.
Make sweets. Because fat carries flavor. The sooner I add my vanilla, the more intense that flavor is gonna be and create beautiful things out of sugar.
Oh my gosh, look at this.
Wow.
And the great thing is we can do it together. It's perfect.
And we're happy to have on the line with us Zoe Francois from Zoe Bakes. Been streaming on the Discovery Plus as well as the Magnolia app, and now they're going to launch the cable network as well. And we're happy to have her on the line. Good morning, Zoe. What are you baking today? Do you have anything on your agenda?
Good morning. Yes. Actually, I'm making a bunch of vanilla extract.
Well, you know, if you watch your show...
Can't you buy that in the store?
Well, no, not like this, Bruce.
Okay.
You see this in every episode, Zoe. You must love to make it.
I do. I really, really do. I have to say that it is in every single recipe that I make. So my cakebook is full of vanilla extract, and the show, I think it's in every single episode.
Yes. When I go into the grocery store, I get some vanilla extract, and the bottle's about the size of my thumb. You have a bottle that looks like it was filled with olive oil at one point. What's going on?
Yes. It was actually filled with bourbon.
Okay.
And then once my husband is done with the bourbon, he gives me the bottles, and I fill it up with vanilla extract, and it's so easy. Everybody needs to make their own vanilla extract. It's delicious. It's super fun to make. All you need are vanilla beans and vodka, and that's it. So you split the vanilla bean down the length of it, scrape out the seeds, put it in a bottle, fill it up with vodka, shake it, and you do have to let it rest it's best if you can wait a few months, actually, because then it matures and it gets really dark and it's super delicious. And then you can add that to all of your recipes. It's a great gift, too.
Why do we love vanilla extract so much? You could put it in anything, practically, and it'll just add so much.
Yeah, basically, I add it to everything. Even if it's a chocolate cake or if it's, you know, raspberry flavor, it's just this little sort of base note that makes everything tastes better. It's like when you add salt to a recipe, you don't want the recipe necessarily to be salty, but it just perks up the flavors of everything around it. So vanilla is just sort of like the base of all of the recipes.
Talking this morning with pastry chef, cookbook author Zoe Francois. Zoe Bakes, now on the Magnolia Network. You're doing the network, you have the app, you have things online. Why do people still buy cookbooks? I bought one the other day. Why do we still like that, even though we can get the recipes and everything else, you know, online, other places? What is it about that physical cookbook that drives people?
Isn't that amazing? I have hundreds of cookbooks, physical cookbooks, and there is nothing like holding a cookbook. The pages, I think that's absolutely right. My cookbooks are stained with vanilla and chocolate, and there is just something so satisfying about holding a cookbook and the pictures in it. So I think you're right. I think people are still just wedded to their cookbooks, and I'm thrilled.
I trust in the cookbook. Sometimes online, there's three different comments where the guy goes, the temperature's wrong. You need to add 2 cups, not 1 cup. And you're like, can somebody edit this correctly? I think a cookbook has a little more TLC involved in it.
Absolutely. I love that. You are so right. I mean, we really go through a process. When I wrote Zoe Bakes, cakes, I had a number of people test the recipes. I tested the recipes. They're really, really well played out and tested, and so you know they're all going to work. So I so appreciate that.
Your recipes have already hit my household in a way, because my daughter Claire loves to bake, loves to spend time in the kitchen, and uses your pizza dough recipe.
Yay! I love it. I have to say that pizza is one of those recipes that gets kids super excited about being in the kitchen and playing. And that's the kind of thing, like, on the show that I love to do recipes. We'll do everything from, like, super simple muffins. My kids really like making crepes, and so we'll do crepes all over the place. I love the idea of getting kids in the kitchen and having this, like, next generation of bakers.
One of your sons really seems to enjoy being in the kitchen. Do you see baking in his future?
Well, I think, actually, it's so much fun because my youngest son has always loved baking. My eldest son, he likes making pizzas, but everything else, he wasn't that interested in making it. He loved to eat it. And now he's in his 20s, and he's finally getting in the kitchen. He's more obsessed about baking than maybe anybody else in the household, and that's saying something. So both of my boys, the eldest one has actually talked about going into the culinary world. So we'll see. It's pretty exciting.
One of the things I enjoy about your program is you go into the community, you introduce us to other people who inspire you. I've learned about different varieties of apples. Your beekeeper episode was terrific. Talk about how you sort of get out and reach other people that way.
Yeah, thank you. That's awesome, because this is ultimately a baking show, but I would say the thing that I am so excited about is that I get to go out into this community of food people that I love so much, and I get to tell the stories about Minneapolis and all of the things that we're creating. I mean, this town was really built by the wheat growers and the millers. And so we have this long tradition of food in this town I don't think that many people know about. And like you said, we have apple growers and beekeepers and wheat farmers. And so I get to go, and dairy farmers, and I get to go and spend time with them, get inspired. I bake in church basements. I bake in people's homes. I bake at bakeries. And then I come home and I bake. I get inspired by them and I bake. And my goal and my wish and my desire is that I inspire everybody watching to bake with me.
Do you spend time just picking up 5-pound bags of flour anytime you go out of the house?
Every time I go out of the house, I pick up flour. Flour and sugar and more vanilla beans.
There, that's a great start. You can make a lot with those three ingredients. And
people, yes, you sure can.
Absolutely.
And butter. You need butter, too.
Well, that's true, absolutely, too. We appreciate your time, Zoe. And, of course, Zoe Bakes now on the – it's great to have that Magnolia Network up and running. There was a little delay with it, but they were getting those shows out left and right. And we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Sundays at 2 o'clock, come and visit me. I can't wait.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Zoe Francois joining us this morning. And ZoeBakes.com, you can go to find out more about her. Craig, I avoided telling her that she has on her site how to store leftover baked goods.
Okay.
What to do with it. And, you know,
that's good advice, isn't it?
After the holidays, a lot of different baked goods. How to store them? You know, storing a pie, blah blah blah. I was going to tell her I have an apple pie left over from Thanksgiving still in the back of the fridge. Because I can't see how an apple pie could go wrong. What could happen? What could happen to the apple pie as long as everything looks the same color as it was?
You would think
it would just everything would be together. And I love the apple pie. I love it so much that I forgot it was in the back of the fridge.
Did you make it?
It was made by somebody or something? It looked...
Well, sure, it was made by somebody.
Well, no, summer. It had a homemade feel to it. It looks like it was homemade, sort of. At some point, not homemade, but you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
It wasn't made by a robot with some machine flapping a top on something else. And
right.
So I said, you know.
Okay.
So.
Well, you should bust it out. Maybe bring it in here tomorrow. We can sample it on air.
Well, you ate peanut butter yesterday on the air. I might as well eat it. I could eat a 6-week-old apple pie, I guess. Of course, the health department's coming up next. So
ask her.
Keep it on the down low right now.